Blog Talk Radio.
Hope you all enjoyed the best of Hollywood Alec on the Boss Man Show.
This is the FUL Report. Wesley Pipes special with the King Alec being in the Boss Man. Alec, what's good, my brother?
Oh, man. Let me tell you all something out there. Boss Man had the pleasure of letting me look at a couple of videos with some Pipes footage, and I must tell you, I hope you all are braced up for this one, because I'll tell you this. We have a super talent here. And I use that term real loose. I'm talking about falling off the hinges. Super talent. Yeah, right. Psych. Like, for real. Boss Man, look. This guy is basically saying that he's in the same league with some of the greats in the game. It's the standard. That's the standard for all of hip-hop. I set the standard for all of rap. That's what he said. I'm the realest brother in rap. That's what he said. That's what he said. So what we're about to do is we're about to give you a taste of the realest brother in rap in the standard setter for all of hip-hop, porn star, Wesley Pipes.
Yes. Now, Alec, I have all these different sound bites queued up. Which one do you want first, my brother?
Man, it's not going to really... Boss, man, look, check it out, man. It's really not going to make a difference because they're all whack. So it doesn't matter which one you play. I just want the audience to take a guess. I don't even know what to tell you. All I can say is he said he set the standard for all of hip-hop. That's borderline black.
I'm with the business chorus. We'll let Alec break this horrific train wreck down after we're done playing it. Here we go, people. That was a chorus. I'm with the business.
Amazing. Amazing. That's what's setting the standard for all of hip hop, ladies and gentlemen. I'm with the business. Well, my first question to Mr. Price would be, what business are you with? What is this business? Because if we're talking about the business of rap and hip hop, you know, you might be with the business, but that doesn't mean that everybody with a half a brain is going to jump on the train. I promise you that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, real business? Dude, that track sounded like something off of a video game, like straight up Fruity Loops, Reject. I mean, come on, dude. And then on top of that, he's on some Dr. Seuss, Mother Goose, Simple Minded. Come on, man. Like, for real, what is that? He calls himself Mr. Sippy. Did you hear what I said? Mr. Sippy? Like, if there's anyone that's carrying Mississippi on their back, of course, it's David Banner. You're not even getting close to the tracks that he makes, dude. Come on. Are you serious? Is this what it's come to, ladies and gentlemen? Rapper? I'm with the business? You know what I'm saying? With a chorus that sounds like, man, oh, man, like, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, bro, I have verse one of I Went to Business. Do you want to hear that?
Not really. But think of all our fans out there. We're going to let them hear it because we want them to know what we're talking about. So,
yes,
let her rip, boss.
All right, here we go. Verse one, I'm with the business.
On the show, that was Wesley Pipes. I'm with the business. You know what I mean? Wackest rap tune of the decade. Now, what I want to, give you a little insight with this Wesley Pipes interview that he did. Quote, Wesley Pipes, I'm so good at this rap S, brother, I might change the game up on you brothers and do some country rap tunes to show you brothers how versatile the standard for all of rap Wesley Pipes is. I'm surprised he even knew how to spell these words. I don't know. What music is he listening to? What is he hearing that I'm not hearing? Like, for real. What is this guy hearing that I'm not hearing? I know we're all hearing the same thing. The whack repetitive chorus. You know what I mean? The focused bootleg Fruity Loop sample. You know what I'm saying? And sounds like, come on, dude. It sounds like something off a video game. Sounds like something off of Mario Brothers. Sounds like a Mario Brothers reject track. Like the one that they got rid of before they got the famous one. Like, for real. Then he's telling us that he wants to do some country rap tunes so he can show all of y'all how versatile the standard of rap was. Like, dude, it doesn't, like, I don't know. I don't know what he's hearing that I'm not. This is confusing. What is he hearing that I'm not hearing? There's got to be something. He's going to have to hypnotize me to, like, for real, like, dude, I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, this is crazy. I'm with the business.
And you know, we have two more verses to go, bro. Two more verses of this.
God. Really?
Do you want to hear verse two? You want to hear verse two?
I'm not going to have a damn brain cell left. I'm not going to be able to go on.
And remember.
What's up, boss?
Remember, over here, bro. The video itself has these 10 pixel-like graphics as well.
Dude, they're in Well, that video, they're in a bar. They're in a bar. Old Milwaukee. Tabs, all the neon, all the smoke. Dude, it looks like they're in a bar, dude. Like an old, dusty, rusty, looks like a biker bar. And he's in there, not popping, he's popping 40 ounces. Oh, Lord. His the rhymes are cartoonish at best. You know what I'm saying? I believe my 5-year-old son could probably write a better song than that. And I'm not even joking, dude. Like, for real. Like, this is retarded. But just like I said, for the sake of all the fans out there listening to the Boss Man Show right now, we told you we'd have it, and we have it. What verse number 2, am I right?
Yes.
Okay, guard your grill, guard your brain cells, and everything else. Check this out, folks.
Everybody wants to be the best. So even if you sound like who? I mean, what? Silk the Shocker? Silk the Shocker, dude. Silk the Shocker knocks this dude out the box by a heavy margin. A heavy margin. You know what I'm saying? And they got a lot of guys out there who honestly believe that they can actually rhyme, but they really can't. You know what I'm saying? And this Wesley Pipes is one of those guys. You know what I'm saying? And not to say that Master P or Silk couldn't. You know, I'm going to put it to you like this. When I first moved to Louisiana, No Limit was pretty much the staple, big time. But coming from where I came from, with our hip-hop renaissance in Chicago, in guys like, UGK and Twista and all these other Common, all these other big names that we used to listen to, as well as East Coast and West Coast hip-hop, mostly West Coast hip-hop, you know, the things that we knew about rap and in the way that, you know, we studied it and felt, you know, it was on another level, you know what I'm saying? So when I came down to Louisiana and heard Master P and Silk and Cash Money for the first time, I was kind of like thrown off, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real? You know, and it took time for it to grow on me. Now, when I hear Master P, I'm like, that's classic. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Master, you know, of course, he's a hustler. He found his lane in rap, and he did something with it. You know what I mean? You know, he progressed over time, lyrically and with production. And, you know, and with his No Limit brand, you know what I'm saying? In Cash Money, they're still going strong, you know what I'm saying? At a point where when I first got to Louisiana, I was like, man, these guys, like, for real, man, like, no, it had to grow on me. You know what I'm saying? But I seriously doubt, I don't care how many records I listen to from this guy, I doubt that that'll be growing on me, Chief.
I don't think it will.
Like, he tries to make it seem like he's been rapping for a long time, dude. But if that's as good as you have gotten, you understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't see it progressing any further. Like, you talk like you're a veteran, but it's just not happening, Chief. It's not.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Boy, boy, boy. Well, people, we have some more for you. Now, Alex, you saw the video of the tag team cousins and those suits they had on.
Yes, they were despicable. They were despicable. You know what I'm saying? The video is just downright super, I'm talking about super low budget, like $10. You know what I'm saying? And the clothes and costumes were, it looked like two pimps from Oz or something like that. Like with a shiny, oh man, it was bad. It was just all around bad. You know what I'm saying? Like,
dude, I don't know. Sheesh. It's crazy. I was looking at that video like, who would even post anything like this? Like, seriously, who would even post anything like this, you know, and allow themselves to be seen in that fashion? It looked like a Bad Boy video from the mid-late 90s gone terribly wrong.
As we last, so we're going to play you the chorus of Tag Team Cousins. Here we go.
Geez.
Really?
Oh, man. Tag team cut. Self-explanatory.
That's
that's self-explanatory. Tag Team Cousins. That is what's going to set the standard for all. Did you hear that, Boss Man?
Yeah, I did.
Well, you know, I regret to inform Wesley Pipes. You know, that doesn't set the standard for, I'm talking, most garbage that A&R has tossed in the can, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just amazing. It's, I would have, dude, I'd never post anything that so far. Just forget it, you know what I'm saying? Like, who is going to, I don't even think the porn industry would even attempt to buy that garbage. Like, you're on your own, Chief. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That Tag Team Cousins.
And the chorus in his words, Tag Team Cousins, bleeps we busting without discussion, bees we busting, give us our money and our some a get hit bleep with 45 bleep dumps. Really? That's our standard of rap, people. He is our standard for all of rap. That right there. Some standard we have here. Some standard we have. Wow. I don't know. Shall I be laughing at my standard? Because I find it utterly hilarious. Like, really? The video was god-awful terrible. Horrific, shiny suits they had on were terrible. If you are blind, then you sure will see. Watch the video. And it has over 17,000 views on YouTube. Really? Is it that good? Or is it that bad? Which one is it? Which one is it? I just don't know. But we will know shortly. It's just, you know, I just don't understand that our standard is this. This can't be standard for all of our rap. And, you know, it's funny. Alec was sniper, but have no fear. He will be back. But as he returns, listen to verse 1, Tag Team Cup.
Hip-hop.
whack hop, whatever you want to call it, man. That's junk. That's some garbage. Man, I just got zapped a minute ago, man. I called back in. That's blaring in my ear. I was like, man, what the hell? This stuff is the worst, like, for real. Dude, my kid walked in, man. Like, what is that?
Terrible.
A rapper named Pipes.
Hey, we have verse number two for you. Verse two is even worse, bro. Verse two is even worse. Check this out.
That's crazy.
Find
out y'all listeners out there dancing. Like, sir, let me find out y'all dancing. Let me find out if this is tight. For real? Come on, man. That track sounds like, oh, wow. It's deplorable. Like, for real. Come on. That track is the worst. Like, and I bet you can't tell them cats that they not hype. Like, for real? You can't tell them cats they ain't hype. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's not tight, dude. That's boo-boo. Man, dude, like, oh, God.
Now, bro, let's try verse three. I laughed.
No.
Song versus Wesley Pipes, you don't want to do it, bro. You want to listen, you want to hear it, you don't want to hear it.
Man.
I'll just make the call. You make the call.
I know, it's just for the fans, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, me personally, I would have been finished. I'm almost finished now. Like, I'm sick now. Like, for real. The only reason, I'm telling you, we're doing it for the fans out there. We're doing it for the listeners. I'm telling you. Because they have to. Like, they have to hear, we have to show you all, you know, standard fall of hip. This is the standard. That means that he's at a height only that you can't even get close to. You know what I'm saying? He said he's the standard for all of hip hop. We have to let you hear it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because if somebody is telling me if they set the standard for all of hip-hop, they're going to have to prove it. You understand? Because I'm a hip-hop fan. You're going to have to prove it. You understand? You know what I'm talking about? So we're allowing this guy. He's failing miserably. For a platform, you understand, to prove to the Boss Man Show that he is the standard for all of hip hop. So basically, we're doing him a favor. We're doing him a favor. Now, this is verse three.
Yes, it is.
I just took some ibuprofen, so I should be able to sit through it for a little while.
Here it
just
is. Verse three.
Just want to
Date on when these records came out, or like, have any of that?
Because I don't have any dates on it, brother.
So I was about to say, because if you tell me that he brought this stuff out like 2013, 2014, this sounds like something whack from like the early 90s. Like, really? You expect that to even move in this market? This dude is amazing. Like, for real? This guy is freaking amazing. Like,
last hour, we were sniped by some unforeseen force. Could it have been Wesley Pipes? Alec, do you know my brother?
I don't know. It could have been Wesley Pipes. Could have been. But if it was him, I still want him to know that he's whack. Yeah, whack.
Now,
I don't know.
Last hour was still one of the more entertaining hours in radio because we tried to see whether Wesley Pipes was the standard of all rap. And we learned quickly he's not. He may be the joke of all rap.
Oh, my gosh.
Standard business.
Like, for real, he set the standard. That just threw me off. Threw me all the way off. Like, I don't know. Standard for all rap. Really? Really?
Mm-hmm.
But this guy is disillusioned with his beliefs or whatever he might be trying to put forth, but I can tell you one thing: we have to try to put an end to this Dr. Seuss, Mother Goose, Simple Mind kind of rap, like from the mid. Sounds like something from the mid to like 90s or something like that. It's crazy. Like, come on, dude, you're not competing to what you know how to do. That's busting them females up. That's what you know what I'm saying? That's what you do. Stick to that. This rap stuff is not for you. You're in the wrong form. Don't quit your day job. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know what I'm saying? Because you start on a tree for real.
Man. And to take this a step further, our man J.R. Smith said in the interview that Pipes reached out to him to do a song.
And I remember.
And this is what J.R. Smith says, and I quote, "Wes respects the game, and I respect Wes's game, so I said, let's work."
Let's work. What's funny is one is always talking about somebody getting a pipe, and the other guy is pipe. That's, I don't know. That's goofy. You know, J.R. Smith has made the FUI list for like how many in the past, what, 5 months? Like, for real? Now all of a sudden they want to work together? Like, how could two of the biggest FUIs ever. I don't know, man. That's crazy, dude. I don't know.
Wow. So, we'll be waiting for this song. It's going to be a train wreck, bro.
Damn, for real. Pipes by himself is a train wreck. You know what I'm saying? Just him by himself with the track, that's a train wreck. Man, I don't know.
that he, quote, respects Wes's game and Wes respects his game.
You know, it just sounds funny, like they're like, so they're like big upping each other, like, you know, they're pretty mega stars or something.
Oh, man.
Dude, it's funny.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? It's just funny. Like, they have so much in common. They both think a lot. Like, they're twin FUI. They're FUIs of a feather.
Correct.
Crazy, dude. That's a first. We got, like, two headlining FUIs. Headlining. Wesley Pipes and JR Get the Pipe Smith. Amazing. Anyway, is that it for the, like, all the sound bites and stuff?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's all of it. I don't think our listeners can take any more. Because, Alex, we have 284 emails in my inbox right now on last hour.
That's amazing. I can only imagine what they're talking about. I can only imagine, like you all, I don't believe you all were even playing it. We had to let you hear it for ourselves, because, like, we've been on it for a minute. You know what I'm saying? But it's unreal. Now, hold on, man. Believe it or not, I am still tripping out on this Wesley Pipes stuff, man. I'm serious. Like, I'm still tripping out on this guy talking about he's the standard for all hip. I don't know, but I see a nomination for FUI of the year.
Now, Alex, I have an interview queued up 8 minutes long if you want to hear it from a Wesley Pipes.
Oh, for real? Word?
Yes, I have an 8-minute interview that we could play for the listeners to hear him talk about himself.
Dude. All right, man. See, in case you all didn't catch the last hour, Wesley Pipes, porn star turned rapper, is about to let you all have it. You all are going to see exact. You all are going to hear exactly what I've been telling you. You're going to hear exactly what Boss Man's been telling you. This guy on another level of I'mUnreal.com. You understand what I'm saying? You got it, Boss Man? Cue it up, Chief.
Hey, you know what you went by, Jonathan Payne, correct? Talk about, I don't know, do you should rap?
I'm sorry, what was that?
You know, Wesley Pipes the rapper, and what you called yourself, Jonathan Payne, or something like that you were saying.
Okay, yeah, all right, Jonathan Payne,
for itself, speaks for itself. get my way up in the rap game, you know, where I belong. And shit, if the music was me and DJ Dan, we'll just put it together, you know, and solidify that, right? And let people know, yeah, this brother can flow, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm thinking of.
Okay, cool. So talk about some of your favorite MCs you like growing up.
You heard it for yourself, Alex, and people. Did you hear him?
I almost puked. I almost puked. Just sitting through that type of torture. For the street? For the street? Dude, you're like 47 years old talking about is for the street. Now, I'm not talking about banging up on no chicks or... What? It's for the street. Man alive. Wesley Pipes, ladies and gentlemen. Now I have a headache. And this guy sets the standard. He's the standard setter.
That's you heard him. He believes it. He believes it. You heard it. He believes this.
That's what makes it so crazy. Like, just like I said, it's like you can't tell him that he's not hype. You just can't. You can't tell. He won't believe you. You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, man, you ain't rocking, dog. You ain't hype, man. No. I don't believe that. I'm Mississippi. Pipes, Nick. I mean, for real? I can dig it. Leslie Pipes. People, please give us your feedback on Wesley Pipes, a.k.a., you know, the porn star turned rapper, a.k.a. Mississippi. Send your emails to the Boss Man Show. Oh, my gosh. What's going on in your head, man?
My head hurts. Hearing that interview right there crystallizes this guy's delusions of grandeur. He's the standard of all rap. His shenanigans rival those of our FUI in the report today.
Oh, my goodness. I'm talking about majorly. Majorly. You know, this guy is a one-man FUI report. He showed you just his hijinks, you know, in the oh, my God, the bootleg production and the E-movie porn star-esque videos, you know, I don't know, man. Got to give him a point for, I mean, it's not, I wouldn't even call it creative. It's just, I don't know, dude. You could tell he's motivated by a check. You know what I'm saying? It's almost as if he doesn't even believe the crap that's coming out of his mouth. Same token for having a record thing. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. This is awful. I was off. Off. Bruh. All right.